Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
You've got to feel sorry for Air New Zealand. I mean, if you've got no engines that work, I mean, you can't do a lot of flying, can you, really?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Boeing's problems, Air New Zealand's problems, be a little bit different with Airbus. So, yeah, they had their half-year earnings update yesterday. It was actually better than feared. They also had their investor day and they unveiled a few initiatives. But, yeah, certainly been facing some turbulence and some headwinds. So looking for the first half of 2025 financial year, they see pre-tax earnings in the range of $120 to $160 million. So to give you an idea, a year ago in the first half it was $185 million, so obviously down quite a bit. But yeah, aircraft shortage has been a real problem, maintenance delays. So they've actually had 16% of their entire fleet out of action at some point during the first half of the financial year, so pretty hard when you're facing that. And unfortunately, they don't see these availability issues getting any better, at least until 2026. So they're probably going to have to lease some more aircraft, you would imagine. So yeah, hit by a soft economic environment. You look at corporate travel, that's down double-digit percentage over the past year, but there's some good news here. They're seeing some signs of a recovery recently. Government spending, no surprise, that's fallen, down by 25% on a year ago. Cutbacks, travel demand here subdued. It's hard to see that getting much better. But look, on the good news side of things, they are looking at other ways to drive the bottom line. And a big initiative, Mike, is they're upgrading and remodeling their long-haul cabins. So there's basically going to be more premium economy, more business class seats. So it's going to reduce overall capacity when you look at the Dreamliners, but it's going to add 30% more business and premium economy seats by 2030. And obviously, they'll be charging a bit more for those. They're also looking to sort of improve things as it relates to cargo. So they're targeting $500 million worth of gains by 2028. And also looking, obviously, to invest in more fuel-efficient aircraft, so that should help as well, although they're facing some cost increases, aren't they, and higher landing charges. But the basic message was that the loss-making days are over, there's brightness on the horizon.
Good.
And the updates seem to be better than feared. The shares rose 2.8%, although, of course, they're down heavily since pre-COVID and down around about 15% year-to-date.
What about retail sales? I got the word flat. Is that fair?
Pretty fair, and a bit of very much a mixed bag. That's probably being a little bit kind. So, Stats New Zealand, this reported numbers yesterday on retail sales for the September quarter. So, on a nominal basis, they were down 0.7% from June to $30 billion. Volumes were down 0.1%, so pretty flat there. The ninth consecutive quarterly drop, but yeah, a bit better than expected. But you look at it on a regional basis, yeah, not a lot to be positive about. 15 of the 16 regions had falls, Auckland down 0.9%, Wellington down 1.3%. Most industries, Mike, are doing it tough. 10 of the 15 industries had lower sales volumes in September 24 quarter compared with June. Was a little bit of brightness, motor vehicles and parts retailing, that was up 4.3%, that can be a bit lumpy. Electronics and electrical goods retailing, that was up 4.6%, but grocery spend lower, food and beverages lower, department stores lower, that was down around 2%. So you just look at it on a year-ago basis, it shows you how soft things have been. So actual retail sales down almost 3% compared with the September 2023 quarter. So, Mike, we've got Black Friday coming up, haven't we? So there might be a bit riding on that. It looks like consumers haven't got their wallets out just yet. There are quite a few saying that the September quarter might be the low point. We've got the tax cuts. We've got, you know, cost of living pressures easing. And, of course, we've got those lower interest rates feeding through. But, yeah, it might be a bit early to call that, but time will tell. One thing it does suggest is that GDP growth is likely to be challenged, at least in the near term, although we won't get those September quarter GDP numbers till just before Christmas.
How about that kiwi fruit?
Oh, absolutely. So these are this is trade data. So this is really good news to sort of close out on. So kiwi fruit exports, they rose 133 million in October, should I say, to $146 million. That's up 1,078%. Yeah. So you look at the export values so far this season, $3.4 billion. So you look at the year ago, $2.4 billion. So a billion ahead, just amazing. And overall, fruit exports did pretty well. Other export commodities doing well, milk, powder, butter, and cheese, that was up 16%. No surprise there. And yeah, exports rose 7.5% month on month to $5.8 billion. Imports, they rose a bit as well by 3%. Overall upshot, what might was that the monthly trade deficit for October was 1.5 billion. So that's down around about 600 million from September. So that was good news. And you look at it on a country basis, China's doing pretty well, up 8% there compared to a year ago in terms of exports. Australia, EU was up as well. Japan was up. And on the imports front, yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag. We're importing, just speaking on Air New Zealand, there's lots of sort of aircraft and parts imports coming through, but yeah, lower motor vehicles and parts, particularly from Japan. But looking on an annual basis, exports were 69.7 billion, so it was up 1.3 million from a year ago. Imports were down about 5.9 billion from the previous year. So annual trade deficit was 9 billion, and that compares to October 2023 when it was 14.8. So good news there, and we might see some more improvement, Mike, with a weakening currency.
Give me the other numbers.
So we're talking about another record high for the Dow. So there's been a very positive response to Trump's pick for the Treasury Secretary. It seems he might water down some of his protectionist policies. So the Dow is up 0.7%, 44,618. S&P 500 up 0.3%, as is the NASDAQ. The FTSE is up 0.4%. The Nikkei is up 1.3%. Talking record highs, the ASX 200 across the Tasman also hit one, up 0.3%, 8,417. NZX 50, we had another great day, up 1.2%, 13,196. Gold down $82, 2,633 an ounce. Oil down $2.13, 69.11. Just in the currencies, Kiwi up slightly against the US dollar, 58.4. Up slightly against the A-dollar, 89.9, and pretty flat against sterling, 46.5.
Good on you, mate. Go well. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.